This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. The widow of slain Haitian leader Jovenel Moïse, who was critically wounded in the attack that killed him, issued her first public remarks Saturday since the assault, calling on her nation not to lose its way.
Moi vivant, grâce mon Dieu. Moi vivant, même mon petit mari, Jovenel.
In an audio message posted on her official Twitter account 3 days after her husband was shot dead in their home, Martine Moïse said, "I am alive, thanks to God. I am alive, but I have lost my husband, Jovenel." Martine Moïse was rushed to a Haitian hospital after the attack in the early hours of Wednesday. She was later evacuated to Miami, Florida for treatment. Haiti's interim government has asked the United States and the UN to deploy troops to protect key infrastructure as it tries to stabilize the country. Ethiopia's ruling Prosperity Party has been declared the winner of last month's national election in a landslide, assuring a second term for Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed. The National Election Board of Ethiopia says the party won 410 seats out of 436 contested in the federal parliament, which will see some seats remain vacant after one-fifth of constituencies didn't vote due to unrest or logistical reasons. The vote was a major test for Abiy, who came to power in 2018 and oversaw dramatic political reforms, but has been accused by critics of backtracking from some promises. No voting occurred in the conflict-hit Tigray region. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani is appealing to the Taliban to return to negotiations for a peaceful solution to the conflict in the country. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, it came as fighting continued around the city of Kunduz.
Afghan security forces and armed citizens clashed with Taliban fighters on the outskirts of Kunduz on Saturday in a bid to drive them out of the northern city. Video footage obtained by Reuters showed armed citizens and Afghan forces at the battlefield on the outskirts of the city, with gunfire heard in the background. Taliban gains have been especially dramatic in northern provinces, where they had long been kept at bay. Most Kunduz districts have now fallen to the Taliban. The Islamist insurgents have been advancing for weeks in an offensive that has accelerated as the US pulled out of its main base, effectively ending its two-decade intervention in the country.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. A large explosion in Somalia's capital killed at least 9 people and injured 8 others, according to health officials. A doctor at the Medina Hospital told reporters that the toll reflected only the dead and wounded who were taken to the facility in Mogadishu, where he works. He said the actual toll was likely higher as victims were rushed to other hospitals. The Al-Shabaab extremist group claimed responsibility. A Somali police spokesman said Mogadishu's police commissioner was the target of the attack, but he was safe. It was the second such large explosion in the city this month. A blast targeting a tea shop killed at least 10 people last week. Officials removed 2 Confederate statues in Charlottesville, Virginia, including one that was at the center of a deadly riot in 2017 on Saturday. We get more from Reuters' Jillian Kitchener.
Cheers broke out Saturday after a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee was lifted from its base and removed entirely in Charlottesville, Virginia. On Saturday, Charlottesville Mayor Nakia Walker spoke to a crowd gathered to watch the statue depart.
As this community and our country attempts to reconcile with this hypothesis of white supremacy, I hope that we can move to an authentic healing by embracing truth.
A statue of Confederate General Thomas Stonewall Jackson was also removed Saturday in another city park.
That's Reuters' Jillian Kitchener. World number one women's tennis player Ash Barty won the ladies' title at the Wimbledon Tennis Championships on Saturday. Barty held off Karolina Pliskova's comeback to win 6-3, 6-7, 6-3 at the All England Club. It's her second Grand Slam title. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.